Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a macaholic? Spitting game to him daily. We you to the grill tonight. Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Well, those goddamn horns are playing, and I just really, really realize it announces the royalty that's in the house that's finna be lacing ya. Ha! This Bud, this is the Ask Rosebud Show, and I am just, goddamn, I'm loving it. Everything is just going right. You know, it's like when you're a boxer. And you know you want to shoot a double jab and a left hook, with the, you know, and you do it. And all three of them babies connect. And then you do it again and put a right uppercut in there. Woo-hoo-hoo. I just seen a boxing match. whatever his name, Anthony Broder. That motherfucker was bad. Andre Broder, I mean. Ooh, he was bad. But anyway, this is my show. I'm here. You here. Let's kick this game, man. I got so much to talk about tonight. Everything is cool. You know, check my site out, AskRosebud.com, DownAndDirty101.com, and anytime you want to holler at me, AskRosebud with two Ds at gmail.com. Do that shit. You know, also, I got all my books coming out. All of them. Not all of them. Half of them. I've got 10 of them coming out. And I would like for you guys to support it, if you can, if you got it. I mean, ain't none of them more than $10 because they're e-books. And I got American Pimp 2 coming out. I got Invention Man 2 coming out. I got Thaddeus Gatto 1 and 2 in one complete book, actually. It's called Thaddeus Gatto Adventures of a Vampire. Hey, I'm telling you, these are some dope books. You guys probably think I'm jiving. No, I'm not jiving. These are some dope books. Single Mothers, He's Your Son coming out. Fear is coming out. Oh, man, just everything, all of it, Time Will Tell coming out, all these books, you know, all these things that I did, have done. See, this is my philosophy. I get in my creative mode, and I don't give a fuck what I create. I'm going to create something. Just like when I be painting, you see me painting, you know, I didn't start burning wood with these little burning irons and shit. And man, I do shit, and I put it up when I finish it. But goddamn it, at one point, I'm going to just come to that shit again. And I think so. Some of them books I wrote maybe 15 years ago. But now, when I get ready to use them, they brand new. But what's so cold, I put my work in 15 years ago. Hey, and, you know, I've been doing my thing during that 15 years. So it ain't like, you know, I didn't get no money for 15 years. I've been getting paid. But what I'm saying is, and what's exciting me, is that now I'm reaching in my bag, I'm reaching in my toolbox. Like I tell everybody that get the course, they get in this game. You know what I'm saying? You got a toolbox and you got tools. And you got to be able to use your damn tools. And when you get ready to use your tools, you can't be fucking off what you're doing. Me, I'm finna use my tools. I'm finna do what I did, and I'm finna make sure that what I did actually come to fruition. So, why are you telling us, Rosebud, this kind of goddamn shit? I'm telling you this shit because if I could do it, you could do it too. You could do it just as well. Call in. Holler at me. You know the number, 657-383-0809. Call in, holler at me, make it, you know, your thing to call in and kick it. Because I know, and you're going to find out, the things I speak about, they deeper than just talking shit. You know, that is the way I deliver my conversation. If you can't stand it, don't listen to me. But if you listen to me and you get past me talking all this goddamn shit, you're going to hear some bomb-ass game. See, and you know why I talk shit when I do it? Because, you know, in the streets, suckers can't stand it. They got to get away from you. So what am I doing? Being the same way. If you can't stand it, get away from me. Get off, you know, whatever. Because what I'm going to talk about is about some kind of information that's really necessary. Now, the only reason I can say that is because I ain't no joke. I'm not here to entertain you. You know, tonight we're going to be talking about integrity. Now, integrity, I talk about it all the time. I got it at least 6 times a year that I talk about integrity. You know, and I ain't talking about integrity in like some business deals or some shit like that. You know, I'm talking about the kind of integrity that you got to show a woman when you speaking to her. Now, I'm sure all you guys on here have spoken to a woman. But how many of you do what you say when you talking to a woman? Or how many of you even know what you say when you talking to a woman? See, the things that I'm asking you, sure, you can say to yourself, oh, man, that dude, that fool crazy. See, but the motherfuckers in SWU, they know I'm not crazy. Because those are entirely two different situations that they are bringing together because they are understanding. They understanding that you could talk, but if you can't walk and talk at the same time, it's not going to do you no good. See, I ain't trying to waste your time consuming fluff from me. You know, I got too much integrity myself to bring it to you like that. You know, I have all this stuff that I talk about because I ain't lying about none of it. I ain't faking about none of it. I ain't faking about my commitment to you. I ain't faking about the commitment to you and the life I loved. I still love it, and I still lead that life. I ain't got no hoes. I ain't trying to have no hoe pay me. I got game. I got game, and I'm going to live accordingly, which means however I think. So, I just have an unlimited amount of stuff to talk to you about. And if you notice, I talk about different shit. I mean, it's all about the same thing. Believe me, every damn thing I talk about is about one thing, and that's about being a man. But there's ways to go about being a man in these days and times. And if you go about being a man properly, you will actually get the feeling that men used to get when they did manly things. You guys don't understand. You know, saying hello, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but what if you just said hello because it was an accident? You just, some kind of way, something made you say it. Yeah. It's just different when you doing something. I ain't going to spill everything. But if there's any motherfucker on this goddamn line that know anything about me and SWU, they know I'm telling them a lot of shit right now. That's what's so dope. That's what's so dope. And any of you that's listening and are, you know, go to SWU, you better understand, this is what's dope about the shows. I talk about hell of shit, which I'm finna talk about tonight. But it's going to talk about so many aspects of integrity. So many aspects that we're going through now in our lessons and assignments. that these guys is hearing, and they're saying, oh, yeah, that's dope. Oh, man, I'm going to use that. And they go out there and bump their motherfucking head like all y'all did. And all y'all learned why I'm doing what I'm doing. And these guys, they so sharp that they just want to hear me talk. That's all they're going to do. I ain't scared to bust. See, that's what I'm telling you guys. I ain't scared to bust. I'll tell you everything. It's because I have an enormous amount of integrity. I'm talking about an enormous amount of integrity. And I won't dare. Wait a minute. I won't say. God damn it, I'm so. Let me drop the fuck, man. I'll fuck around and kill over here, and y'all won't even know it. What I'm saying is, I have an enormous amount of integrity, and I can't do anything less than what I do as far as after I state what I'm going to do. I'm real about the shit as far as I said I'm going to do this, and I did it, and yeah, you hate hearing it. That's right. I'm going to tell it to you again. I said it, and I did it. Get your ass away from me. Because I'm not finna stop. I don't care. Hate, whatever. What I'm saying is if you get past all this, that means you got a couple of nuts. If you want to form them and you want to be a man, you understand you better be able to talk some goddamn shit about yourself instead of lying. See, that's what y'all can't stand about me. I'm talking this shit, and you know I ain't lying. Why do you know? Every fucking time I say some shit and do it, I post it all over there. And I post failures, too. But there's not very many of them in the 8 years or 9 years I've been on Facebook. And there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of things that I done told you I was going to do. And I did. Now, my point, my overall point, this game, the game of life, and the game of having women, both of them are a combination of commitment and integrity. I have told you over and over, I don't give a goddamn whatever it is I'm doing. If it's about making me a little toothpick holder, I'm going to put it on Facebook, acting like I didn't build the bridge to from here to Vallejo, because that's how big it is to me. I'm committed to making sure everybody understands that I'm not afraid to put myself on Front Street, and I have so much integrity, ain't no way I'm not going to do it. Because I said it, and everybody heard it. They didn't rape. Ain't no way I ain't going to do it. These two things go hand in hand. They go hand in hand when it comes to representing a higher level of understanding. You got to have commitment and integrity. You got to see, and you got to accept that this shit I'm going to say to you, whether you do or not, will not affect me. If you do the shit or not, it's up to you. Because I'm already doing what I'm supposed to do. And I know, when some motherfucker was telling me this, I had to sit there and listen, because at one time I didn't know the shit. Yeah, and the motherfucker dropping lugs on me, you know, saying some shit, you know, hey, air bomber, he's up, he ain't really got no target flying goddamn 20, 30,000 feet up in the air, he just dropped the bomb. And whoever in land on, that's who he talking to, that's how real motherfuckers do it. Yeah, you know, yeah, you some, all you bitch-ass motherfuckers out here, you know what I'm saying, and you coming at me with this, that, and the other, first one cackle is the bitch. Because the motherfucker to say, wait a minute, Rosewood, you can't be saying. There he is, fellas. You all know who to try to fuck. See, because you ain't supposed to open your mouth unless they call your name. And if they call your name, they better be saying something proper, because when you open your mouth, you ain't playing. Now, if he ain't like that, then you don't need to be around. You don't need to be trying to get no game for a motherfucker that's spitting game. What you motherfuckers who run around with your feelings on your goddamn toes and you try to be in a crowded place, you're going to get your goddamn feelings hurt as soon as somebody stub your toe. Yeah. I got an obligation, and I'm checking every one of you. And you could check your goddamn emotions before you fucking call, because I'm not trying to be nobody's friend. I ain't trying to be nobody's friend. If what I say hurts your feelings, good. That's how I feel. And you know why I feel like that? Because you ain't got no business trying to be no motherfucking alpha dog if you can't control your goddamn feelings and what you let next to them. If any motherfucker can get next to your feelings, come on, man. What is a bitch going to do? Man, you cats don't even think about the real game. You know, and when I spit game, he's so angry. That, oh, shit. Some motherfucker, 443, in the middle of me talking all this shit, this motherfucker press one. This nigga is Superman. God damn it. 443, what's up with you, man? You badass motherfucker. I know you bad. I know you finna say some bomb shit. What's up, man?
What's up? I'm just wondering, like, can you hear me all right? I'm in a car.
I barely can hear you, man. You know, and if that's how you talk to bros, come on, man. I'm taking that shit back. Come on.
My bad. It's I'm in the car. But what I got to say is that, like, I'm wondering. It's not that I'm afraid to practice, like, go out and get experience with girls, like, or women. Like, it's more that I don't want to be practicing the wrong shit. You know what I mean? So, like,
Stop. Hell yeah, I know what you mean, but you don't have none of the right shit to practice because you ain't got none of the course. You ain't in
yeah.
FW. You just out there blind. So
yeah,
if you want
to
shoot.
How do I...
What?
Sorry, I'm going to let you talk. What you say?
I'm saying you're going to keep being like that, man, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. You already said that from Jump Street. I don't want to say I'm scared or not. What is that saying, man? Come on, bruh, you don't even know how to talk. See, it's so much I catch when you just talking and that I can tell you about yourself right now, man. You don't never talk to bras. You kind of do that want to talk to bras. And when you say hi, you get a thrill. And when the bitch say hi back, you damn near calm. That's because you don't know what you're doing. I can help you, bro. If you want to get help, go to AskRosebud.com and sign up on that shit for that with that course for my next semester that's coming up. That's what you better do, because I got a school, Sidewalk University. And what I do is talk to people that just like you that call in and have the nuts to talk. Because the average motherfucker don't have the nuts to talk. And I thought you was going to call in because, you know, you press one. That could be because you're so green, you truthful. Or I'm saying, this dude, you hear me talking all this shit and ain't scared? I know he's going to be talking shit. But it's kind of the opposite. You called in as if, now you didn't do this. I'm just saying this is how I see it. You called in green as fuck, and you really asked the real question. I'm with that kind of shit, bro. You know, you supposed to, you know, want to do better. So I'm going to tell you, the only thing you could do, well, not the only thing. The only thing I'm going to support is if you get the course. And if you get the course, the full course, which is $800, the school is $500, but if you get the full course, you know, not everybody, but who is this? 443. And you let me know who you are by giving me your goddamn area code and the first three digits of your phone number. I'll waive the damn tuition, and you just have to go with the 800. Now, that's how much I... Come on, you want to get down or what? All right, don't tell me on here. Just go to the website and get down, man.
All right.
That's right. Be cool. Hey, 484, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? This is Luke from Philly.
Hey, what's happening, Luke?
All right. I have a question. Have you ever been in a situation where one of your homies stepped on your toes after you approached a woman and got her number? Basically,
hey, bro,
what I mean by
I already know what you mean. Check it out. When you call in, this is just for future reference, bro. Just when you call in, just say, what would you do in, because I didn't have every goddamn, I didn't have everything happen. Hell yeah, I didn't have them up. I didn't have them up. But you can't look at it like that, bro. Because what I'm saying is I didn't been talking to a broad, you know, and I'm about to knock this broad off. You know, and told my partner, yeah, man, I'm finna go swoop up. She green as a motherfucker, man. You probably could ride by. You know, I'm talking shit. Man, nigga, ride by and get the bitch. Call me, told him, man, I got her, man. You know, oh, man, you, I call him a name or whatever. But then we laughing and having drinks because, you know, motherfucker, that's game. You can't be mad. The only way you can be mad is if it's your wife, and you can't really be mad if it's her because she knows she married.
Exactly, and that's what I was about to ask you next. Like, how do you judge your friends based on their loyalty? If they do something on a smaller scale like that, do you think that they would do it on a bigger scale?
Excuse me, man. First, you got to judge you. And if the shit is little, you're supposed to act like it ain't shit. And that, you already know he's a little bitty motherfucker like that. He probably little in other ways. I better watch this motherfucker. You ain't got to quit fucking with him. You're going to act like a little punk if you quit fucking with him. You got to let him know you way bigger than the bitch, man. I ain't going to let no bitch come between me and you, especially if y'all cool. Mm. That's how you supposed to talk to him about it. And then, man, I don't want to hear no more about that punk shit. You know, and go on with your partner.
Right.
That's how I go, bro. That's how you do it. And he'll respect the hell out of you and never do that shit to you again. That's just the way you do it.
Yeah.
All right, bro. Okay, so this is what we do here. We kick it. Excuse me. Get them damn hiccups. Oh, shit. Anyway, we kick it and we learn from what we talk about. You know, I am telling you, I learn every time I talk almost. I know I can't be so sensitive that I'm wearing my feelings on the tip of my goddamn shoes in this crowded-ass world with all these fake-ass people running fast, not knowing what they're going to do. 519, I see you. Let me get you right now. What's up?
Hey, what's up, bud? It's Mush, man.
Mush, what's happening, man?
I'm chilling, bro. I'm chilling.
Well, come on. What you got?
Man, all right, yeah, check this out. So about like 30 minutes ago, I was just driving my minivan or whatnot, seeing some fine-looking broad on the sidewalk, and I just pulled up, got out, and was hollering at her. Now, it was cool or whatnot, hitting her with just a quick...
Don't say nothing about the school, man.
Okay, yeah, right. But then, she told me she had a man. Now, I know what you do with the whole situation. I got a man situation. You say, I heard you say, you know, just tell him, you know, tell your man he got good taste or whatnot and move on. But it seems like out here, man, every single woman got a man. So what, am I just going to do that on every time? Or is there a way I slip it in there and, you know?
Well, hey, bruh, Mutt, the thing is, I'm not there. And, you know, I already told you what I would do because I don't fuck a bitch. Now, if that ain't what you think, and if you think there's too many over there that you're going to be turning down, you could go
right
further, man. Because, you know, Steve the Dean believed, man, she got to say no two or three or four times before he leave alone.
Right.
Hey, but see, I ain't going to encourage that kind of shit because in today's climate, that shit can be harassment. This is our scream. What if you say something, she say no, and you say something again, and she just pull out a whistle and start blowing it?
Right. You gotta gauge it. You gotta gauge it out of the situation because she stopped.
Exactly,
around,
man.
And
so, exactly.
She didn't walk away. She stood.
Hey, but what I'm saying,
I guess I could have went farther, but
Mush, what I'm saying is, regardless, do what you gonna do, because whatever she did, if you're going to get at her, you're going to have to manipulate it anyway. So whatever she do or say don't matter until she start engaging you in this conversation because of how you coming at her. You taking everything she's saying, and you ain't letting her think you ain't listening to her by turning it into something else. And she tell me, oh, I got a man. Well, like I say, your man really got some good taste, but you know what? I'm going to keep talking if that's what I want to do.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to say your man got some good taste and walk off. Shit. She might have been bullshitting.
Right.
You know, you got to gauge that shit. Man, your man got some fantastic taste. Look here, and whatever the hell you going to say, she got to say, no. You know, and then you say, you sure, girl, you don't want to talk to this fabulous person? That's just whatever you say, man.
Yeah.
It's all about you. It's not about her. I don't care how you interpret it. I don't care how you see it. Until you see what I'm saying is the only way to catch, you ain't going to catch enough. I mean, you may catch here and there. You sound like you're one of those brothers that, you know, really don't have a problem catching. But you just don't know how to catch.
Right.
You need to know. But I'm saying, you got that conversation. You got that sound in your voice. But you just don't know what to fucking say. And you don't know how to put the shit together to make it add up to where you're trying to go. And it's a lot of little things that you are doing that you got to do. But you got to slow down, and you got to quit trying to get to the goal line before you goddamn get to the 20 yard on the other side of the 50. You're not even at the 20. Calm down.
It's always been my thing, man.
Hey, listen, I don't want to hear all that bullshit. I don't want to hear that shit, man. That's a waste of time. If that's always been your goddamn thing, you know I'm telling you the truth. So you ain't got to say shit. Slow your ass down and understand. We got a time in this course, which we didn't actually have this time in the first semester, but when you get to maybe the seventh week, we're going to start doing it. You're going to catch a bit. I'm going to show you how.
For sure.
But if you don't have the confidence to do what the hell I'm talking about, you're just wasting time. And if you don't have the confidence to slow your ass down and wait for somebody to say something to you from what you said, and, you know, you calmly say what you're saying, not rush like a salesman, fast talking. Calm down and still say what you're thinking. This way you can direct her. You've already attracted her. That fast talking shit, you know, baby, woo-woo, that's the catch. You know, you already done got her listening to you, so you calm down so she can see you got things to say. And when she realizes that you have things to say, that initial excitement is going to, like, reoccur in her mind because now you turning her on. Get your shit together, man, before you want to kiss the bitch, because if you get her without the shit being together, your fucking ass going to lose her and I'm going to have her. I'm just saying, man, you don't want to be fattening frogs with snakes. That's all you'd be doing when you get at a broad and you show her so much, and then at the right time, you miss it. You just letting her see this is such thing as the right time, and the next motherfucker that get her to that point, she might go a little faster. Man, you don't want to risk that. I'm telling you, it's a lot. I got a lot to talk about. Ask this kind of shit on the conference call so I don't have to talk in code to you.
All right, man, for sure. Can I get one more quick in, or what?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah, hold on. I was cutting you off. Right. Go ahead. Hey, 661, I see you. I'll get you in a minute. Go ahead.
Let's say back when you was 21 and whatnot, in my workplace environment, I got a couple chicks here and then. They call me, like, kid or boy or whatnot. Now, I don't look like a kid or boy. Would you just brush that shit off and not even pay no mind, or would you correct that from the jump and let them know, listen, man, don't call me that or whatnot?
Hey, I check that with the quickness, but I try to say it as calmly as possible. And I would check it, you know, the very next time anybody said some shit like that. You know, you got to, right. You might even want to go into the little history. You know, people say that kind of stuff. You know, they racist. And I don't know if you being racist, but don't say it to me. And be cool. that's
no,
just
kid.
It. Kids?
How's that? No, like kid, like they call me a kid.
I don't even care what they call you. You said it was in your workplace, right?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is they supposed to call you your name.
Right, fucking right. All right.
And even if they see how slow you is, man, that's very slow, man. I made a statement, you know, relating to.
No, I'm gonna check this out, but
listen, man, that's why you're slow.
Yeah.
You talk too much. What I'm saying is, I made a statement referring to race, and the situation you were talking about was about being called kid and shit, which ain't really about race. And you couldn't, you know, see what I was saying. Otherwise, instead of saying, you know, you racist, when people normally racist when they say, you know, say shit, whatever. But you couldn't say, nah, man, people are usually being disrespectful when they say something like that, man. So don't really say that to me. You could have killed the race and put it about what you was talking about. Think fast, man. Thinking fast does you no good if it doesn't lead you to where you're trying to go quickly. You might have got where you was trying to go because you do think, but you don't know what to think. And I'm trying to tell you, just slow your ass down and learn this shit. Do what I'm telling you to do, and you'll learn these things. You ain't going to know you learned them. Did you listen to that a recording from the first semester's conference call?
I just got off it before this one right here.
Okay, but you listened to it, right? You heard
the
information?
The whole thing. I'm about to listen to it one more time. I heard the whole thing. I'm about to listen to it one more time before I go out tomorrow and do the assignment.
All right. I don't want to take up too much time, man. I want to get 661,
yeah.
Man, but it's cool. Hey, 661, what's going on, brother? I'm sorry to keep you so long. 661, you there?
This 651?
Oh, excuse me, man. That's 651, man. I'm sorry. 651, are you there?
Hey,
what's happening?
I'm here. Hey, I keep getting caught off guard. The example is, I goes into the dollar store. This old bitch, man. And I just start running my mouth. We get to talking about snowblowers. And after I left, I knew I had the bitch wide open, just talking in general about snowblowers. I'm thinking, this bitch probably got a pension, she own her own house, and all that type of shit.
What's the question, man?
And I'm late. The question is, how do you keep yourself sharp?
Hey, man, you guys are something else to me, man, because listen, how does a baseball player get sharp?
That nigga keep on swinging at that ball.
How does a boxer get sharp?
He keep on punching at that bag.
Yeah. How does a mathematician get smart?
He keep on doing them damn problems.
So what I'm saying is, why would you ask me how do I stay sharp? Now, you could ask this. I know you could say something like this, Rose. But I know of some things, you know, that I to do to keep myself sharp, and I think I'm doing it, but obviously I'm not. You know, and then the brother could have said, well, you know, but me, I ain't gonna really give up all that because that's what I go through with my course. I show you how to be sharp. I show you what to do. That's what I was telling Mush, man. Just calm down and do the goddamn assignments. Do the assignments, you're going to get sharp. You're going to know how to think. You're going to be able to think. Otherwise, you're going to have this to do on your mind. You're going to be thinking to do it. And while you're walking to do it, you're going to be able to have that on your mind and how you're walking up to it, what you're going to actually do as far as body or facial expression. You have all this on your mind. And you execute it. You don't fumble nothing. You do it all. See, that's how you stay sharp. You got to give yourself things to do that make you sharp. And if you don't do that, you just going to be like the guy that want to box and don't really do the work to, you know, to become a boxer. He's going to get his ass whooped when he get in the ring every time till he get enough. You know, that's just
right.
how I go. All right. 313, what's up with you?
Uncle Rosebud, what's up, baby? This is Q from Detroit.
Q, what's happening? Come on with it.
Man, look, man, shit. Nigga, I've been MIA for about a good 2 months, man. I got a lot on my plate, man. But I'm tuning back into your ass because I feel guilty. I ain't been in tune with the game. So this is what I'm going to do. I need to go back and hit the archives like 2 months. How often do you upload them so I can catch up and pretty much go from there?
Bruh, come on, man. You wasting time. Check this out. This shit is self-recorded. It's in the archives. Everything is still in there. It never goes away because I don't delete them. You can go as far back
right.
as the show started. You know, it's up to you how far back you want to go. 2 months, 3 months, you know, whatever. And they're all there. Thursdays and Sundays. And after about you get up to 2018 or right before 2018, you won't be able to listen to none of the SWU stuff, but everything else is good.
Hold on. You say I won't be able to listen to what?
None
of
the
SWU.
SWU
okay,
stuff,
Sidewalk.
Yeah.
Oh, Sidewalk University. Okay, I got you. Now Sidewalk University, you got to buy the course in order to get that game, right?
Of course.
Okay,
it's the
okay,
same
okay.
Course, it's the same course I've been having for 8 years. Except for I just noticed too many people are learning it the wrong way. So Sidewalk University takes you through 90 days of rigorous assignments led by me over your shoulder, not giving you a chance to do no goddamn line or to yourself or me or none of that shit. And in the end, you're going to have you something. That's the way it go.
Okay, so right. Now what I'm saying is, in order to be a part of Sidewalk University, you got to buy the whole course first. Am I right?
Look, man, the one thing about Sidewalk University, you got to have understanding. I didn't already said that 2 or 3 times.
Okay. All right, Unc, I'm on it, man. You can put me back in. Good looking, my man.
For sure. Okay. Now, you guys, integrity, that's what we're talking about. You got to remember, to a motherfucker like me, integrity is like gas. It's like gas is to a car. You know, if the car ain't got no gas, it ain't going nowhere. You know, if it got a little gas, you know, you got to drive around trying to save gas. I mean, it's like that with integrity. You can't try to use a little bit of it. You know, you got to have a full tank so you can go and do anywhere, anything you want to do. And, you know, if you don't have no integrity, you're going to never be no real man because you lack the fuel to get you to the finish line. And I got to point out that it's only like this. It's only like what I'm saying if you're willing to accept what integrity means to you. You know, or at least accept what integrity means according to me, and it means the same thing to you. Because if you don't, then you don't have to live up to this, what I'm saying. Now, you know, the dictionary definition, you know, is whatever it is, but shit, I ain't really concerned with that. You know, actually, I am concerned with the dictionary. I'm not concerned with the street definition. In the dictionary, it just means to have and hold to high moral principles and standards. And when you say that, I wonder if any of you think about what you represent to a woman as far as your principles and standards. Everything visible to a woman is telling her something. Now, the cool part about having this game is that she's going to assign a definition or a meaning to the particular, whatever she's looking at, your teeth or your eyes, whatever she's looking at. And if you know how to play your hand, you can make her see them all as something attractive sexually. You know, and what I'm saying is when you see it and you see you getting this action, all you got to do is keep playing. You know, you got to realize you're getting it because she's allowing you to say the shit. You ain't got to wonder. I mean, you know, you might have to ease up on her to like touch her, you know, sensuously. But as far as easing up on her, you still be kicking it like you kicking it. And that's what's, you know, got her trembling. Because you ain't trying to be scared about touching her. You just being gentle about touching her. They look the same, but they totally different. You easing up on her if you scared to touch her, but you also easing up on her if you being gentle. So you have to put, you're being gentle in what her mind thinks when she sees your hand moving towards her. You can put that in her mind by saying something. Girl, you know, I feel like gently touching and just start touching. Come on, man. That broad ain't no jump if you say gently touching your shoulder just to see it, whatever the hell you say. Broads just need to know. They want to know what's going on. And if you tell them, they're going to really like you more than the average dude, because the average dude be just lying, telling the bitch some shit, and she ain't doing nothing. He just lying. You know, but then when you say something and you back it up with two or three more statements, then you get clarity or give her clarity on it, she going to be inclined to believe you because you thorough. You critically think. You don't just say shit like the average dude. Oh, yeah, you know, I'm in real estate. That's all they say. They might have a business card. Yeah, but they don't start explaining what they did today at work in the course of a conversation. Don't nobody want to get bored with what you did at work. But if you get to talk about, you know, I had to, she say, well, what you do? Oh, goodness gracious, you don't want to know what I do. I had to close 2 houses today. I had to show 3 houses today, and they was on different, I mean, just run shit. And she going to say, oh, you in real estate? Oh, yeah, you know. What I'm saying, I don't tell a bitch nothing. She going to say what I'm thinking. That's why I know I can catch. Because that bitch ain't saying shit that I ain't ready for her to say. Because I know mentally I got her. Because I put my work in when I started talking to her. And I patiently waited until it was time to reel her motherfucking ass in. And when you reel her goddamn ass in, all you do is calmly tell her, don't you feel better now? Oh, man. Don't you feel better with my hand in the small of your back now, baby? You know, she got all her clothes on. You ain't trying to do nothing sexual. You just exciting this motherfucking broad. Come on, man. And then as soon as you get excited, move your hand and go do something. You got something to do. I mean, not don't leave the room, go do something. But I don't care. If you smoke, go light a cigarette. Whatever, go roll a joint. I don't care what you do. Just go do something. Don't follow through with it right there. Because you want her to want you to do shit. You don't want her to know you gonna do shit. So if you don't play all the way, then you ain't playing. You being played. It's a fine line. And the only way you determine what side you on is if you calling the shots. Shit. I got my hand in the small of her back, and the next thing, you know, she started breathing heavily. And you know, she trying to handle me as far as I'm thinking. I'm going to say, bitch, cut all that goddamn shit. I ain't even in the pussy yet. And I'll make a joke out of it. But I'm finna stop. I'm finna handle baby. Baby getting handled. Bud ain't getting handled. See, you got to think like this. What I'm saying is, in our business of being the kind of men we're trying to be, we just have to fully use the words, you know, that we use. And when we use integrity, we can't be just lightly understanding or barely understanding what it means. The word means hell a lot. So to me, if you really understood integrity, you wouldn't have no problems seeing it. Man, I was moving paper around to see if I got to get me a Rolaid, man. But hold on. That got heartburn like a motherfucker. Hold on 1 second. All right, I'm sorry. Hey, if you really got integrity and you're not trying to fake it, see, you wouldn't have any problems recognizing or acknowledging that you see integrity in another man. You wouldn't feel, you know, little or less or like you're a punk or none of that. You can say, man, that brother's on his job. Because you're supposed to appreciate that. Why? Because you know there's other people out there and you have to recognize them. You don't want to be a dude that don't recognize what you should be. And you don't want to be a dude that don't acknowledge that you see what you should be in some other person. Man, when I get my shit right, I'm going to stand out like that dude over there if I didn't know him. If I did know him, I'd say his name. But I'm not scared to give him no props. How do you think I wanted to have what the hell I ended up having if I was scared to give people props? Man, you got to understand, in you or in another man, how would you recognize the qualities that either of you had? I mean, I know you wonder, you know, why you would even want to recognize the quality in another man, because you ain't gay. But I'm telling you, in the course I have, it tells you. It tells you exactly why, and this is one of the few times I'm going to tell you what it says. Because, like I said already, it's required of you to have this if you have integrity. Whenever you see it in another man or person, period, in order to do that shit, you got to know what it is that you're trying to see. And I'm telling you, one of the best things that I have to offer you is that I identify all the things that I speak on with tangible things that you could do to see and actually use them if you would do it. Because I know, shit, it don't take a woman 5 seconds to see if you got any backbone. They already know it the way you came on to them saying hello. Anytime you say the word hi, you a chump. You a chump. And when you say what's going on, you're not a chump, but they know just like you said what's going on, you really searching for something. You got to have something to say to a woman. You got to have something like, man. You know what? I didn't say this before, but this is just all I could think of. I didn't say it on my show before, but what I'm saying is when you walk up, I don't know if anybody ever told you, girl, but your eyes are so blue, it looks like the ocean. I believe I could jump in there and swim and just start cracking up. Baby ain't going to really judge your line. She gonna judge the fact that she ain't heard that one. And when you say that and laugh, she gonna see that you got a sense of humor, and then she gonna chuckle. That's cute, or whatever the fuck she say that's slick. But what I'm saying is, you already know all that because you didn't plot it. You didn't put what to say in her head by what you said. This is game. Far beyond anything you motherfuckers will get. And you know why I'm exposing it? Because there's too many of you guys out there that need it badly. I know I'm answering a few questions tonight that you guys have. So what I'm saying is if you want the 100,000 other questions you have answered, come on, SW waiting on you, man. That's what's going on. I'm serious about this shit. You know, the thing about me is I offer shit all the time. I know being an alpha man or trying to be one can be defeating if you let it defeat you. Because I'm the kind of dude that I'm not going to be defeated by defeat. It's going to take something other than defeat to defeat me. Now, let's say I'm a boxer and I got my ass whooped. Shit, I'm going to go practice some more and I'm going to get back in the ring. That defeat is not going to defeat me. But I'm a boxer and I get in a fucking car accident, get my arm cut off. Now that something like that defeated me. I can't be a boxer. Now, if I was bad as hell and was the first one-armed boxer to win a world championship, now, you know, I guess I something like that, but, you know, that ain't likely. So my point is you don't want to allow yourself to accept defeat in a mental-type way that turns physical. This is why you have to look at shit like this. If you had a chance to win $100 and you won $1, wouldn't you feel as if you lost? I mean, think about it. I'm sure you all would feel that you lost. And as far as getting $100, you didn't get that. But you didn't even have a dollar before you played this game. So you at least won that dollar. And what I'm saying is that's how you got to see stuff. In increments of positivity. You can't look at it as far as in a whole when you're trying to get from A to B, if that's the case. Let me get 347. What's up with you, man?
Yeah, I just want to say, man, if anybody say they felt like they really lost, man, they're a fucking idiot. You know what I'm saying? Because you didn't really lose anything.
Why are you saying that?
Because you didn't really lose anything. You gained something. You won a dollar. Ain't like you lost nothing. The only thing is you didn't get what you expected. That's it. So you was
disappointed.
Check this out,
bro.
Everybody know.
Mm-hmm. Check this out. Listen, what you're saying is right. But the reason I asked you whatever to press you, think about it. What if you'd have got on here and said you didn't really lose anything and then you went deeply like you did in the end into that statement where it's not just a statement because you did lose something. You lost the fight. I mean, excuse me. You could have won the $100. But what I'm saying is, what you said is, in reality, it was a small win. So you really didn't lose, per se, nothing, which is right. And when you talk to women, believe me, they need the detail that you left out, bro. They need it. Just giving you a little hint.
Well, what did I leave out, Rosebud? Yeah, what did I leave out?
It's not that you left what you were saying out. What you were saying was that you really listen to me, man. Can you listen? Don't ask me no question to keep talking. What I'm saying is you said he really didn't lose anything. And I was simply correcting that he did lose something. Wait a minute, man. I'm talking about the fight again. What I'm saying is he did lose. He could have won the $100. So to him, as far as the way I take what you're saying, he lost the 99. Dang, man, dusting on me like that, bro, that ain't cool. But any damn way, what I'm saying is he could have won the 100. A lot of people look at it like a loss And in reality, like I said, what you said is true. But what he lost was whatever he interpreted winning that $100 was, is my point. Now, you have something to say about that, bro?
Yeah, well, I wasn't really disagreeing with that, man. I'm just saying whoever – I didn't say they couldn't think that. I'm just saying the people who thought that were idiots. I didn't say nothing about them being able to say and
well, you
and
said
all
they
that.
Was idiots, man.
Saying, That's it.
All right.
I ain't disagreeing
right.
with you. Come on
all
with
right.
it.
All right, man. Hey, I try to be politically correct sometimes, bro. But if that's what you feel, you sure said it, and that's what you stood on, so I'm with it.
Come on,
all
now.
Right. That's it. Hey, 616, what's happening?
What's up, Mr. Bitterdo? This is Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening with you, bro?
Nothing much, just chilling, maintaining. I just wanted to speak on what you were just saying. What I got from it is you got to appreciate the small victories.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Cause it ain't going to happen overnight. So when you accomplish a small victory, you got to be able to pat yourself on the back like, yeah, and then you got to keep going till you get the next small victory and build on that, and you'll come up slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, because you're building them small victories, and pretty soon them small victories going to have big effect on your confidence, because you're going to have a lot of them small victories. That's why you got to notice them all. See, dudes be trying to get at a bra before they even catch her. You know, you gotta catch her attention. You gotta attract her before you know. It's a whole little ritual type situation. But anyway, that was a good point to bring out, man. I'm glad you did. Everything cool, huh?
Yeah, everything cool. I'm enjoying my diploma.
Hey, everything cool. That's good. Hey, let me. I got a little more. I'm gonna run out of time. Hold on. I mean, not hold on. I gotta put you back. All right. See, the thing is, if you really understand what that brother just right there was saying, enjoying the diploma, hey, he started out slow. Yeah, because he was, you know, not accepting the truth about himself. But once he did, something clicked. And things started working to where he can see it. Because you telling yourself lies, you ain't going to see the truth, because that's what the lie do to you. It blocks the truth from you. So if you're looking for it, you ain't going to see it. If you're trying to hear it, you ain't going to hear it. If you're trying to get it, you ain't going to get it. You have to be honest. And if you be honest with yourself, you tear that wall down that you faking behind, and you'll end up catching. Because when I was down, I didn't care. I'm speaking to 100 bros, at least, if not more. And I know damn well all 100 of them motherfuckers about to tell me no. And then when I'm on 99 and somebody say yes, I don't even remember none of them. Them 99, them 98 or however many more said that, man, that one is so powerful to me. Because of my integrity. I don't care who tells me no. I only care who tells me yes. I don't care about any of that negativity. Man, 7 bitches told me no. Man, I wouldn't give a fuck if 7,000 told me no. All of y'all, hurry up. Let's do that speed no. You motherfuckers just all speed through here and tell me no so I can get through with this, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm just trying to get through till I catch. And what you guys don't understand is that the women of today have so much baggage that they really trying to screen out a dude that don't have integrity. And they notice that. They really notice it. When you say some shit to them, you know, girl, don't do that no more. And she do it again and you don't even say nothing. You ain't got a socker in her mouth if she do it again. You just got to get up. Tell her, look, I already asked you not to do this shit, and you're doing it. Look like we going, I promise, so I'm gone. But she can say, wait, no, I'm gone. And she got to ask me again. I say, you sure? Because I don't want no problems. I don't want to sock you in your mouth. I got a temper. Well, no, I ain't going to be, okay. Man, Game, you got to handle it. You got to handle it. If you handle it, you're going to have her. And she ain't going to have you. You know, that's what we got to impress in our minds. If you don't stand up to what you said, you know, unless she say something to really let you know that she truly want to, you know, going to change her mind or whatever and ain't going to do this no more, you're supposed to leave her right there. Integrity comes into play when you ever make a statement. Otherwise, when you say something like, oh, no, I don't mess with women, just be disrespectful. And then you go somewhere and this woman say something disrespectful because to her it ain't disrespectful. But if to you it is, you're supposed to check her right there, right then, and make an issue of it. Not no violence, I don't mean that. But listen, make an issue of it. You know, if you say you don't fuck with out-of-pocket bras and you go to strip clubs and, you know, throw money at them bras, man, you know, you're just being a trick, so you may as well mess with, you know, out-of-pocket bras, man. You know, anytime you use money or things or anything other than yourself to attract a woman, she think of you as a trick, rich or not. You just a trick. You know, all them motherfuckers, bitches, they scoop up the money. You know, they see you as just a good trick if you give them several 20s. So I don't fuck with that kind of shit, and I'm not telling you not to fuck with it. But let me let you know something, man. Them bras all lying to you. They got mans, and they paying their mans with your money. So if you don't care, then you don't care. Integrity will prevent you from ever wanting a woman to see you in that light. You know, just like everything else, you know, with you guys, you fucking gonna make a reason or some kind of justification for the shit you be doing. And the number one thing is you be talking, man, this dancer, she don't have no man at home. You know, she's just supporting her kids. But in reality, I sent her. And you guys evidently, since you're saying that, then check this woman's credentials and you know she ain't got no man at home. That shit is so funny. But you guys do it. And if you take the time to check out what you are actually showing women, you wouldn't have to be roasted like this to learn what to do. You've made shit so difficult for yourself. You can't be real. You can't be the real you and catch. You almost have no alternative but to be a sucker. Use your money. Use your job. Use your car. That's why not many of you motherfuckers are really men. You know, you are adults, but you ain't really men. 773, what's up?
Yo, I just want to know, when a woman lose respect for you, do you think it's possible to ever, like, give it back?
What did you do? Did you do something?
Well, probably what I stopped doing. I was doing good at first.
What was that?
You know, standing on what I believe in and my principles.
Well, hell no, you can't get her back, man. Let me tell you something. I take that back. I was too fast. If you lied to her or she, like, caught you fucking some bitch or something, I ain't saying you can't get her back, but that's a real damaged relationship. But if, you know, you just wasn't doing something that you should have been doing, and, you know, y'all had a pretty cool relationship, and she just couldn't stand it because you wasn't being the nigga you were supposed to be, well, then you're supposed to just, you know, have patience and through different things show her you are. You saw your mistake, woo-woo. That don't guarantee you shit, but you have big action at getting it straight because, you know, she didn't really leave because of nothing that was fucked up in her eyes. She just couldn't take you being a chump. I mean, that's kind of in her favor.
Okay.
All right.
Cool, thanks. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Okay, see, the thing about getting game. And don't get the wrong impression, cause I ain't trying to insult you. You know, I'm ooh, man, all these people get on the phone. Wait a minute, let me get these. 651, you back? Okay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, bud? I wanted to comment on what y'all was talking about earlier about winning and losing and how much you win and how much you're losing. This year, I got a volunteer to coach a bunch of fifth graders in basketball. And it turned out that I had a pretty decent team. And I heard what you were saying on one of your shows earlier. You was talking to this one dude, and he had action at abroad, and he really didn't know it. And so when you have a good team or you know you got a good chance, you got to jump on it like it's your last chance.
Because it is.
You never know. You never
it
know.
It is.
When you're going to get right. That opportunity again.
That's what I'm saying. So, it is your last chance. And you're right. When you get action, you got to go for it. Not desperately, but you got to be thinking, man, who knows when I'm going to get this kind of action again. So I got to be cool. You know, you got to calm down, and you got to shoot your shots more specifically. Like you tell your team, you know, whatever you was telling them as far as, you know, playing as a group, you know, stand together, you know, make sure you play that play exactly the way we say the play can be played. And as long as they following them instructions, they got directions, and they got a chance on winning if they any good, just like you said.
Yeah, so what ended up happening, I got the last – out of 18, I got the last team. I got the misfits and stuff. So, and I knew – I didn't know what I had, but once I got my team, I knew what I had.
That's good, man. What did you have right quick? And then I'm going to have to go. What did you have? I want to hear in your words.
I had a good group of guys. I had a good unit, and they had – they had parents that cared about them, and they brought them to practice, and we ended up winning the whole thing. But
that's what's up, man.
I could have just relaxed and say, "Oh, we won a playoff game," but I said, "Man, we got to win the whole thing, man. We got a chance."
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's
and
up.
And when you get that chance, you never know when you're gonna get back. So you gotta.
All
you
right, man. I got the roll. Hey, man. 213. What's up?
Yo, what up, bud? I wanted to actually chime in about integrity. And the biggest thing I discovered about integrity is that it starts with your appearance. And this is why it starts with your appearance, in my opinion. Your appearance is a reflection of your mentality. So whether you know it or not, how you look in this is saying everything about you. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've noticed when I dress like how I feel is sharp, like everything just happens. Like bitches come, like everything, deals come, business. It really starts with your appearance. I just want to chime in on that.
Well, stop. Don't get off the phone because I disagree. Not that you're wrong. It's just that you thinking about the wrong shit. That's because that's not what integrity means, and that's not where integrity starts. Integrity starts the moment you make a committed statement. Anytime you make any kind of statement that you're going to do, say, or whatever, you ain't going to procrastinate, woo-woo, whatever. Any statement, your integrity is you living up to it. Now, I do agree that if you have integrity, the way you look is going to represent how you feel, which is a part of integrity. That's not having or the only thing necessary to have integrity. That's just a part of integrity, and it's definitely not where it starts. It starts in integrity is mental. It's one of the mental things in life that actually turns physical without actually doing anything to your body as far as muscles and shit. You know, you can say you have integrity, you can learn what integrity is, but until you physically do whatever integrity is into your mind, you don't have it. And you always feel that you should have. I should have this. I should have that. You don't have integrity if you say. Do you ever say that to yourself?
No, I do what I do. Like, now I used to. Now what I think, I do it. You know what I'm saying? Now I go past thinking. When I feel it, I do it. So that's how I live. I understand what you're saying with integrity starts with your work.
Yeah,
so
but
you're
supposed to live
saying.
Your life the way you think that that's going to make you better, bro. And I totally
Correct.
See it. And exactly what you're saying, I agree with. I just wanted to expound on it. But this is good
yeah,
shit.
I agree with you.
Hey, okay, let me go ahead. Hey, so my thing is, I would ask a question, you know, why would a woman, like, want to be with any dude who's going to make the hard-earned money that he did make and spend it on some other broad who's actually paying some other dude? And what kind of dude do you think you would have to be to do that and then go home to your woman and be lying about that shit? I'm saying all of this stuff. I'm sure a lot of you guys don't do that because a lot of you guys don't have a woman, but a lot of you guys do have a woman, and you do it. So when women are disrespectful to you, that's because they are used to being disrespected. So when you see them or have, you know, witness them being disrespectful, of course you got to check them, say something about it, and then if they don't immediately understand it, you got to leave them because you have to think more of yourself. You can't be putting yourself as just a regular, excuse me, damn hiccups. You can't be making yourself regular, and you make yourself regular when you just associate with any damn broad because she got titties. Nah, you got the worth be with me. And I determine that. You know, you get these women, well, you don't know, I'm worth this. I'm worth, girl, you ain't worth nothing. And if you are worth it, I'll let you know. I'll let you know what you're worth, especially if you're expecting me to do anything. So, shit. My thing and what I want from all of you is to really understand your value. I'm telling you, I'll go as far as to give a motherfucker $25 for a cab. Get your ass and go catch you a cab and go where the hell you going. Because I ain't finna sit around no motherfucking broad. You know, there's got some kind of foul mouth talking like a sailor and all. Man, bitch, please. Well, you just call me a bitch. Well, I can call you a bitch, and you can call yourself a bitch if you want to. I just don't want to be around no motherfucking bitch talking that shit. So that's just me. And I'm saying, when you check women, they tell their girlfriends. And when you check their girlfriends, they say, man, he really liked that. And they all be liking you. They might not, you know, do nothing with you, but they be liking you. And them liking you going to get you some more bras because they're going to have some good things to say about you. I mean, it all starts and ends with you and your principles and what you'll stand for based on your principles. I ain't standing for shit from my woman or any woman. Anybody that I'm speaking with, if it ain't proper, I'm walking off, and if I can't, like, leave and they keep being funny, they're going to hear from me. You know, because I ain't scared to call you no motherfucking bitch and none of that goddamn shit. I can talk crazy to a motherfucker. I charge it to me and my integrity, and I get respect from every woman I speak to. And I may not even get the action I'm after, but I get respect. Because they understand, you know, that I understand. And when a woman who, like, normally don't show men respect is faced with a dude like me, she going to show respect out of pure admiration of the kind of man, you know, because I'm commanding my motherfucking props. I didn't say demanding. I'm commanding. You know, I ain't going to have to say shit to and demand nothing. You want what you doing for me or to me. My presence is commanding it without speaking a word because you know what you respect. And if a person have your respect, you understand how valuable your respect is. And you just got to understand the only way to get to the next level of manhood is to develop the confidence that you lack in when it comes to women. And you can't lose with my course. You just go to my site and see. Well, you know what? We're not out of time, but unless, of course, you want to talk, I can go. So, come on, somebody. Let's go with something, man, because, shit, it's getting hot in here. 404, what's up with you?
Yo, what?
Go ahead, man. What's happening?
Hey, just I had a quick question, man. I ain't really got no scenario, no problem. I'm really wondering about that American that's coming out, or you put it out already. I'm trying to figure out which one is it, because I like that first one.
American Pimp 2 is
yeah.
The after that one ended, I guess, in 83, something like that. No, that one ended. Yeah, I had that Rose Wars about 83. So the other one is after that, not to date, but after that to about 2015 or something like that. It's good,
okay,
man.
Is it out?
Yeah. Book Baby got it. It's an ebook.
Okay, is it something that you got to read, or is it like American Pimp, the first one, where you reading all that?
No, that's an audio book. Ebook, you got to read it.
Okay. You thinking about doing it that other way, or you going to just keep it with the ebook? I can read.
I don't necessarily think I'm going to be doing all of them ebooks, man. Audio books. That's a long, long process, man. Think about how long it take you to read a book, and you don't read it straight through. You know, and what I'm saying is it might – the book, when I finish it, might be 6 hours, but I might have spent 60 hours recording it. That's some work, man. I ain't really – I thought it was cool the first time I did it. But, shit, by the end, I was going reading fast. And
hey, I ain't going to lie, man. That shit was, like, super entertaining, man, when you did that shit in your voice. But I know it's a lot of work, so I get it.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I got Fears, and Fears is done like that. And Fears is coming out, too, but I haven't actually did Fears audio yet. But Fears is False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome. That's a book about religion. That's a good book. But that's coming out too,
okay,
man. I got 10 books coming out. American Pimp 2, Invention Man 2, Thaddeus Gatto 1 and 2, Time Will Tell, Jaws. I got books coming out. Single Mother, He's
okay.
Your Son. All them babies coming out, man. I'm from the road this year.
All right, man. I'm going to keep my eye out for it. I just wanted to ask you about that.
All right, brother, for sure.
All right.
Do I got anybody else? All right. Nah. Hey, look, I got to go to a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and everything should be cool, but what I want y'all to do is to make sure you take what I'm saying serious, because I'm telling you, this shit is, well, not this shit, SWU is exciting me, and I just don't want it to pull me away from doing this shit, because, God damn it, I could do it, I'm telling you. But anyway, y'all be cool.